Om Shanti. Good morning, everyone. First, I would like to ask for everyone, if you have had your feedback sheet, if you have written on all our suggestions and everything, at the back of the table there's a plate you can put your feedback sheet on. If you didn't receive one yesterday, it will also be available at the back of the room. Then there is, everybody has put the number of copies of CDs on the list. So that will be 20 rupees. And it will be available at the counter, audio counter, at 31 of December. From morning. Wonderful. From morning, 31st of December, it will be available. So you can buy it at the audio counter. Is that clear? Okay. The next thing, the hard copy of the group photo. We will be making a group photo today, probably at the entrance of the training section. And also you have put in on if you wanted a hard copy or not. The hard copy is also 20 rupees and will be available from today, 5:30 p.m. And it will be available at the photography department, which is opposite the IT office. This is from Brother Sashil, and you can buy it. And please bring the right amount of money, because it's not available to change. So if you have several copies, maybe you can do it together for 100 rupees or anything amongst yourself. But please bring the exact amount of 20 rupees with you, please. Thank you for your cooperation in advance. So now we have our feedback session, and Aparna Ben will host our feedback session.
I think for the IPR team to improve, and we make sure that you all get benefited in subsequent sessions as well. It's always good to take the feedback, what exactly you all were looking for, what you all got it, and what were the things that you were still looking for, yearning to get, and you feel that, because I always feel there's always room to improve. We are not perfect yet. We are all Purusharthis, right? And what are the things that you felt that were lacking, or you would like those things to be included in future? So, who will volunteer first to come and share? Raise hands. Make my life easier. If you won't raise hands.
Om Shanti. I've been here to the parents' retreat. This is my third time, and you know, I always appreciate the organizers, all the sisters, and the brother who's taking care of the music. It's just fabulous. Everything is just put together for us. We just have to come here and then grab it and go. I really enjoyed to start out the session. Tadi Janki was here. And that was a big surprise for me, and just being in her presence, looking to her, at her, from a close distance. She's been a yogi for several years, and being into that atmosphere was so powerful for me. Along that, with that, there are many talks. I felt like just grab, fill as much as you can. For me, parenting is not a job. Parenting is something that is bestowed onto me, that I'm fortunate that I have a child, and then I want to give everything and anything that I can to make him a better human being. So I really enjoyed being here, and this time there are many parents than in the last meetings. It is just wonderful being here. Thank you.
Any room for improvement, Mike? Any room for improvement? Anything that you felt was a shortfall or something that we could improve upon?
Just one thing that comes to my mind, which he's already talked about, is having a little bit more structured kind of agenda. But we know, you mentioned earlier that it's not possible. Things keep changing in Madhuban, and then, you know, we have all these surprises coming up. So I enjoyed having the surprises, and yet I was thinking, if we have a little bit more organized things, okay, this is planned, and we have these are things, talks coming up, and so that we have everything up front before we come here. And also, one other thing that I was thinking is, for the parents who are attending the parents' retreat, there may be a possibility that we may have to fill a form before we come here that we are attending. For the organizers, many of them, they didn't know how many parents are going to show up until we went to sign up in the global office. And those are the little things, but which are not very big, and we know we can work out that.
Thank you.
Om Shanti. For me, it was such a wonderful opportunity. It's the first time I'm attending this program like this. It was such a wonderful opportunity for me too, and it was such a wonderful organized and planned way it's been conducted. And thank you so much to organizers, and thank you so much to the parents. Many of us, we introduce ourselves that, oh, we are, classmates, you know, so that's how we started chatting. After coming to the class, we end up communicating more, and we become a very good bond, actually. We created a good bond between parents. And thank you so much for everything. It was so wonderful, like brother was saying, Dadi Janki came, many sessions, even though one or two sessions I missed due to my health issue, I got to attend something. So, but otherwise it was so wonderful. And a suggestion, like there is nothing much to suggest, but a lifestyle, if we can implement a kind of a lifestyle. Of course, parenting is a lifestyle, and it is a kind of a routineous thing. So if there is more we can focus on the lifestyle issues, that's only suggestions which I would like to put forward. Thank you so much. Om Shanti. Nice meeting you, everybody. Thank you. Looking forward to it.
Thank you, bye. Who's next? Yes, please come.
Om Shanti. Good morning. I'd like to thank the organizers. It's really, really a very good experience. And I'm really very happy that I have come here for the first time. I appreciate a lot the topics, especially the theme. It was really, I think, very timely. And I'm looking forward for more of the exploring it next year on the aspect of seeing into being. Actually, what is, after this program, I was trying to churn, what's the topic all about, how did it, affect me, and how do I feel about it? I sense that, what it is like to be a satyogi parent. Yeah, so are we living that now? Are we closer to that? Because we are parents now, and definitely we're going to be parents there. So what kind of, trying to experience more of that, are we having that kind of feeling? So maybe to emerge more of that satyogi consciousness of being a parent, what is it like? And but the most beautiful learning that I have found out for myself personally is that all these lessons, all these classes, is all about teaching us how to love. I actually found out that Baba is actually teaching us how to love. Is it limited love that I'm giving, or it's unlimited love? Because Baba is a parent, so how is he loving? So that hit me a lot, that I should know myself better, check myself more on that, exploring more on love. What is that love that we are giving to our children and to others, to our family? So that was really a big realization for me, that do I really know how to love? We always say that we love our children, and we have so much of that, but what kind of love actually? That was really something that I'm looking more to explore. It was very essential, and I really thank you all for that.
Anybody else?
Om Shanti. This is my first parents' retreat. I learned a lot. If I start from the best moment is with doing exercise with Dadi Janki. I think you all would have enjoyed that moment. Then what I learned from here is how to bring up the child, being in this BK group. I mean, like the whole family when it is in the BK, how to bring up your child and to how much you have to give as a foundation to the child that they continue these sanskars when they grow up and get into the teen stage, how they get, they can continue with it. This lesson which I got from this knowledge, I mean this retreat, it was also kind of a very wonderful networking retreat as well, because we met some parents who are actually from different part, but happen to be like we are now a family sort of. That's all. I mean, nothing more for actually for improvement. Just I would like to say that you have picked up the speakers, like Baba says, Holy Hands picks up the pulse. So each and one teachers were really good. Maybe in the next sessions, if it is possible, maybe brothers Suresh Bhai can have one session. Maybe it would be wonderful also. Otherwise, there is nothing much for you to for me to say that you have to improve. Also, I think I should appreciate the translators, because they have had a really did a tremendous work. Patience is appreciated. Thank you. Ocean.
Some more? Sister Ragini? Yeah, mostly brothers are speaking. Let's few sisters speak about it as well.
I've been in Gyan for 16 years. So I've been coming for Madhuban, but I've never attended parents' retreat, and only once a couple retreat. So all my family are in Gyan. I've been taking care of the children since 2 years old and 1 4 years old, and they are now 21 and 18. So I think all the parents will be really curious to know how to bring them up, isn't it? So, especially at the age of 12 to 16, there's a difficult part to take care of them. And once they reach 18, I think my daughter reached 18, it's a bit easy. So, you know, and then to bring them to class for Muli class and all that, at the age of 16 and above, a bit difficult because they are more into their studies. When they're 2 years old to about six, going for Muli class and then attend to their school, no problem for them. So after 16, a bit difficult. So I think all the parents will definitely have difficulties in how to bring them up as a BK. You know, easy for them to go out and chat with the others and with the phone and all that. But for myself, I feel a bit difficult, but now they are a bit settled. So one thing I like to ask is, I like each and every parents to share how difficult each of you are going through to tackle their children, so that we can share and see how we can overcome them. This is the first parent retreat. I really benefited it, and next year I would like my children to attend the youth retreat. Who one of them would like to attend actually, but could not. So I will appreciate if I can come back next year to join all of you. Thank you.
Any more?
Yeah. Good morning. First of all, I would like to thank all the coordinators for this retreat. So even when I'm in UK in London, I've been supporting some of these retreats like Peace in the Park and others. And it's so much of hard work. It's so many days of preparation and, you know, getting into perfection at every stage. So that's what all the brothers, sisters here who have helped to organize this retreat. So a big hand off. All the sessions were fantastic, and I realized that many of them did not have families, and you know, but they spoke as experts. Some of them really spoke as experts, and it was really eye-opening. So we really enjoyed the the guided meditations offered by sisters and brothers here. So it was fantastic. So I think all of us would be in a more enlightened phase when we move forward in the coming year. Thank you.
So another sister, Divya from Bahrain.
Om Shanti. Sister Aparna had actually asked me if you can say something. This is my first ever retreat. In fact, my first ever meeting with Baba. I just got engaged. To start with, the first thought was that, you know, the parents' retreat and the children's retreat was simultaneously, and you know, this was the best thing, that parents did not have to struggle too much looking after their children, because simultaneously the children's retreat is going out on downstairs. So we didn't have to face any problem. And as far as the parents' retreat is concerned, first let me talk before coming to Gyan. I am a very perfectionist actually. I want everything on time, and I do each and every action with perfection. So my problem was I was expecting the same thing from my daughter. And that used to bring anger in me actually, that why she is not behaving like me. This was the real problem I was facing. If I want her to be, you know, doing each and every action properly, and that used to frequent angerness was there in me. But then eventually and gradually I realized, and after coming into Gyan especially, you need to give them space. Let them grow. Let them do what they need to do. Let them enjoy. You cannot impose each and everything on them. They might be having their own likings and dislikings. So we need to understand them, go down to their level and understand and analyze. Being a mother, and father doesn't pay too much attention, so being a mother, she's usually glued to me. And I'm a teacher actually. So I try to devote as much time to her and doing everything. That's all I want to say, and I'm blessed to be here with all of you, and we are also blessed to have such kind of children. You know, those who are attending the retreat down, they are truly blessed and fortunate for sure. Thank you so much, parents. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Divya. So let's all raise one hand and welcome Didi Nirmala with us. Om Shanti and good morning, Didi. Brother Harry, maybe we can have a feedback from you. No. You don't have to show your magic spells, but you just need to cast what how was IPR and what did it mean to you?
When I'm not doing the trick, there is real magic. As we walk closer with Baba, Baba reveals he is the ultimate magician. That's why my wife and I... Well, first of all, I see all the glitter on your face, a lot of you, at the first time. For my wife and I, second time. And first time was magical, second time is amazing. We were just sharing some of our thoughts, and my wife, actually last year, around this time, there is another ring going on her finger. Being this perfect Japanese lady, she was really hesitating and almost want to cry. Because she looked at the ring, she didn't know it was coming. And she looked at the ring and she said to herself, "This is not my style. And I have to wear it for the rest of my life." She cried. But as soon as Miraban put the ring on her, there is a vibration, and that vibration completely transformed her. And I have to say thanks to Baba, because I have a beautiful wife. Beautiful in the sense that I think our family are very fortunate. I realized in the last year, as every Sunday when we bring our son on Sunday to the Sunday meetings, and we had the pleasure because Didi was in Hong Kong with us, yeah, and he has met the naughty boy, yeah, he'll go out, keep quiet, have another toli. Well, I want to tell you one thing. The kids are confused because they do not have a compass. Being parents, we are, look at that, it's like a compass. And quite honestly, we are not a very good compass. As soon as we walk out there, we get very confused. It spins around like crazy. And children can see that right away. So when we come close to Baba, our compass gets settled. And when our kids see their parents' compass is settled, they realize their best role model is not outside, it's not the kids, not even their teachers, but their parents. When they get that kind of influence from their parents, they don't look any further. I even get my son, who is 28 now, at one point, he was totally not communicating with me to the point that he said, "Daddy, if I had a gun, I would shoot you." That was when he was 16. And today, he's living in England. He FaceTime with me almost every 2 days, behave like a little boy, and we communicate like friends, like incredible relationship. And that again, I would not acquire that kind of knowledge unless I could absorb Baba's love. Literally, that absorption is more than words. Whenever we are here, we can feel love. And I'm very, very happy because I'm not saying that to myself, but I'm saying it to you, and I'm hoping that in the future, you are going to come up to me and share your lovely stories too. We are very fortunate to have our whole family in Gyan. Literally, in Gyan Zarova. So, I have nothing more to say, but we have more to learn and we have more to experience. Thanks, Baba. Om Shanti.
Thank you so much. One more last one, sharing. Do I need to take the names or brother or sisters will get?
Om Shanti. It's always feels so much happiness to come here, and I have been to parents retreat. This is my third time. We all know Baba's knowledge. We all make our effort, our way, and what I always felt and what I felt again this year is coming together. Coming together enriches us so much. So that is where it is not the path of isolation, path of family. And when we come as family, many times the reflection comes of what we know, but we don't see every day. Kind of get busy, keep running, and when we take time, come together and make ourselves available to look at others and, you know, reflect the Gyan, it kind of becomes reaffirming inside, stays with us and opens up our eyes that, okay, I have to now apply this, I have to do this. Now it's time to make this change in my life. So, together we grow and also we learn to interact. In that, Baba says, egoless, like, see your shortcoming, see others, whatever that can inspire you, and take the inspiration and move forward, and again, all together move forward. Gyan Sarovar, Baba's home, is all of our home, and we are so happy to be here, right? And ready to meet Baba tomorrow. I am ready. And always enjoyed parents retreat and our facilitators, the workshops, making us become kid and draw bird. It was so hard for me. I realized yesterday that I don't know how to draw a bird. And well, I know I drew a bird. It doesn't look like a bird. But most important is the reflection that stays with us and goes with us from here for another year, but for every moment. So I'm very happy to see you all, my family, again. And we'll meet, right, throughout the year and next year. Om Shanti.
Introduce yourself.
My name is Anupama Patel, Anu. I live in Canada, Vancouver, far away from Baba's house. And yesterday, Rami Bhai said no. So when the elastic... No, who said that? I have to think. Bridge Mohan Bhai. That elastic is not stretched. When elastic is stretched, you're far, you're more attracted. So we are more close to Baba. Double foreigners, Baba says. Double love. So from Vancouver, but from Paramdham, right? We all are. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Sister Anu. I think I'll just summarize what we all actually did. Dali's presence is always a blessing, and I think we all feel, because we don't get to see them. People have just started into Gyan. People like me who have been in just 6 years, as against people who have been in 30 years in Gyan, right? The touch that those could achieve from Dali's when they were young, and the time that we can get from seniors, and knowing their age, their medical conditions. Yes, as organizers or coordinators, we do try that if we can get those seniors with us. But at times, it is difficult, right? So we do appreciate everybody's presence and their feedback. Just because, yes, we are of one single family, maybe staying apart, but we all are still connected, right? And this was a platform where we could actually pick and learn, because there are things that could be in our mind but we are afraid to speak up. But when we hear somebody else talking about the same, it gives us the confidence that I'm not the only one, right? And those are the things from where we actually overcome our challenges in life as well, right? We will make sure that we talk about the lifestyle in how a Brahmin lifestyle should be, and as a parent, right? We will try to work out something on workshops for that. I think the other thing which brother mentioned about sharing amongst the parents, because a lot of time, mostly most parents might be going through the same phases, but they are unaware or how to tackle those situations. But there could be experiences of some who have already gone through those phases and have certain results out of that. So without making effort, you can actually pick up those points and practice them in your practical life once you're back home, right? And it was lovely having everybody here with us in IPR. And from the entire IPR team, we thank you all for your participation. It was really enjoyable for all of us as well. So without further ado, I'll pass it to Sister Helene to introduce Didi to you all, though she doesn't need any formal introduction. And over to Sister Helene.
Thank you so much, Sister Parna. Wonderful. As we do, Didi, very warm welcome. And we're so happy and honored that you are here, as you are like the angel of the parents' retreat, the guardian angel of the parents' retreat, our spiritual guide, but most important, you are a spiritual sustainer. So please have a warm welcome for Didi, and as always, we present a gift. Every speaker, every guest on the IPR, on behalf of all the parents, we give a gift.
Thank you.
So we start now with 2 minutes meditation.
So you are going to interview, or I have to just give a talk?
I was just I thought we do 2 minutes meditation, I do a brief introduction, and then you give a class. Is that okay?
I prefer if anybody interviews me.
Okay. Then I go over to Sister Aparna, because one of her qualities is being a moderator and a very good interviewer, and we should use every quality that we have, isn't it? Quality rule.
Since I've been given this opportunity on everybody's behalf to interview Didi, I thank you all first. And I think I have picked up certain things just now during your feedback, and I'll frame up my questions based on that. So, most often the parents feel that if they have certain good qualities, they would like their children to follow and pick up them. So, in your opinion, is it right or it is not?
I think it's a natural thing that children follow parents. But if there is expectation, then if children don't follow, there is anger, frustration, etc. So the thing is, parents have to be patient. Have patience so that children may follow, may not follow, may follow late, etc. And so there is no frustration. But maintain good wishes rather than having expectation, have good wishes and pure feelings that they will follow one day.
There are certain expectations from BK parents that their children should follow BK principles as well. And particularly when children are attaining their teens, which the parents find that that time becomes a bit more challenging. So what are your tips for the parents to tackle those particular years so that neither they push the kids away or take them away from Baba just because they are forcing things on them? Or what would be your advice or guidelines for parents to follow during that particular critical period?
I know it's a very critical period because kids get influenced by their peer group and they want to be many times wild. So, I think only love and good wishes can help them, kids. Because we should not push them away. Neither we should try to push them into BK lifestyle. Because when we push them, they go far away. And that's why just being patient, loving, having good wishes will help them.
So you are saying like one day they will come back?
They may not, because it's not everybody's fortune to be jnani. Parents are jnani, that doesn't mean children will remain jnani. I've seen 80 to 90% children, when they are young children, they follow parents. But as soon as they become 13, 14, 15, then they drift away. And most of them go into normal life, get married, girlfriend. So as I said, is those whose children follow parents all life, they are really lucky that children are following. How many of your Children above 15 are following Gyan. Will you raise your hand? 3, 4, 5, 6. Out of how many parents are there? About 60.
Total around 70 plus. They are below 15 right now.
But that's what I'm saying is, so out of 60 parents, only 6 parents have got children above 15 who are following.
Yeah, mine too as well.
They are following.
They are still following.
How old they are?
13 and 15.
13 and 15.
Yes.
How many of you have got below 15 and following? Still only 10, 15. And how many have got children below 15 and not following? 5, 6. Okay.
Okay, the other thing that we did talk about recreating the family, because these days even parents are pretty busy. And time and again, even if they want, sometimes the work priorities take the precedence and they are unable to devote time to the family. What are your tips for recreating that family bond so that whether the kids follow BK principles or not, but end of the day they still become good human beings?
I think it's a good idea to have at least sitting together as a family, especially meals, that will bind family together. And if possible, we might have, parents might have to take the interest in children's interest. If children are interested in cricket, volleyball, football, whatever games or sports or we should not take interest in their movie, but at least sports. We should talk about it with them, because that will help them to feel that parents are interested in them and not just gyan, gyan, gyan. So the thing is, we have to find at least half an hour a day to talk to them, be with them, and share whatever they have to share with us.
That reminds me, I think Prakash Manidadi also used to arrange some games with the extended family here. What were the feelings at that time and how were the spirits of the family?
Because Dadi was very much into being together. So at times she used to play badminton, cricket, Peace Park. You might have seen the photos. Dadi is playing with them, dancing with them. So Dadi was quite family oriented. Now and again, let's go for picnic. Suddenly she will give program to Munni Ban. Come on, let's go. And they had to do urgent preparation for food and games and everything. So I think even Brahma Baba used to be playing cards or chess with children. So that has been tradition from Brahma Baba, Dadi Prakash Mani and everybody.
So at that time, definitely you all used to enjoy being in their company and playing those games, right? So I think this would be another tip, that how we can have that quality time with our kids, the moments of enjoyment. How about when you talk about meals, these days children do like, or when they go out or they have friends having their birthday parties and all. So So sometimes they might say that they want to eat outside, and being BK, we would like to tell them, no, you can't. So what do you say? Is it correct or it is not?
The thing is, I usually suggest if children are yugal, are not in gyan, do entertain them. Because I had one couple in Philippines. They were young. I think husband was hardly 22, 24. And they had a child. So the wife came and complained, oh, my husband morning, evening he goes to class, he doesn't take us out.
The wife was not in gyan?
She wasn't in gyan. Now at least she is close contact source, but that time she was really very anti because husband was not giving her time at all. So I told husband, please give evening to family. So every evening now he spends time with the family because daytime business, morning Murli. So at least evening he spends with them and he goes with them. He doesn't eat in restaurant, but he has to go with them and give them company. So sometimes restaurant, sometimes park, sometimes somewhere.
So if like our children are following BK principles and then they have to go and attend some parties, it is difficult for them to manage. So can we allow or could we be accommodative enough to say, okay, you can sometimes, but give drishti, or we have to be pretty strict?
I think if children are really pakka, they will just have drink, tea, coffee or coke or sometime, that sort of a thing. And children are really very smart. Even young children, no? If they don't want to eat eggs or outside, they will not eat. Even below 6, 7, they are smart. They will say, they will check with mom or somebody what is there in the ingredient and will not take it.
Okay. So I think it's all very clear. If kids want, we can give them, but if they are pakka themselves, it will be easier for us to actually manage. How about reliving certain dreams? Most of the parents, they do dream about their children attaining certain heights or they should be performing like that in their academics. And if those dreams are not in alignment with the visions of the children, they're bound to have conflicts. How to make sure that we live a united dream instead of trying to push each other's one?
Yeah, it's always nice to be sensible and not push. We can have our aim or dream to see that the child is very talented and doing something extraordinary, special child, but at the same time we cannot push them. Because everybody has got their own dream. Especially once, as I said, child becomes 15, 16, he will have his own ideas as what he want to do of his life. So when they are young, we can inspire them. But once they are old, we have to see what is their own dream and encourage them to fulfill their own dream rather than pushing my aim.
These days I know there are certain countries where even small kids from Monday to Saturday have to be sent for one or the other extra class, whether music, whether some sports, and the competition is just going up and up. Do you think that is good for a child's upbringing? Because at times child might not be interested, but just because parents are in a forum where every other kid is being taken to such classes, so even they go and push their children there.
As I said, is pushing to certain level is okay. But then, if it is beyond the limit of child, it can put pressure on the child. And that's why we have to be really sensible and see the capacity of the child as how much should we push or where we leave it relaxed and let them do whatever they can do. Because nowadays there is competition in everything, whether it's study, whether it's a sport, whether whatever it is, there is competition. And yes, really child will be pressured if you are pushing too much.
So I think I did hear few parents talking about, I do have certain friends as well in Singapore where it is really a must for all the kids to go for all extracurricular activities. But I think it will be a good advice to all of us if we see what the child is interested in and then put them in those classes, and at the same time take that extra moment or some days so that we can spend time with them in the evening. What are your, when you were a kid, right, and you wanted to become a BK, how did you talk to your father? Was your father supportive of you getting surrendered and being with Baba in Baba's house?
I wasn't a kid when I came to Gyan.
Okay.
I was 27-year-old doctor. So the thing is, my parents had heard lots of anti-Om Mandali things. Because he was businessman and there were all Sindhi businessmen with him. So he thought, or he heard, that this Brahma Kumaris are
hypnotizing,
looting, casting magic spell, all sorts of things. So he said, I have got this sort of opinion from my colleagues. So I said, okay, you come and see the organization. If you find something like that, then I will stop. But I don't find anything like that. So he said, okay, you are mature, you are old enough to make decision of your own life. You can go ahead and do whatever you like. So he was really very broad-minded, and though he didn't follow any of this briquettes thing, he met Mama, Baba, my parents both met Mama, Baba, but this is not for us. So I said, that's fine, whatever you want to do, you do, whatever I want to do, I will do. And I carried on.
So most of the children actually, or come into Gyan when their parents were in Gyan. How you were introduced to Gyan?
My friend invited me. And so Mama was in Mumbai. She invited me for Mama's talk, and then she invited me to do the course, and I kept on doing and studying and got trapped.
Is that the right word, trapped? How we wish we all could have got trapped those long years ago, right?
So it was nice to be with Baba and take benefit from Baba. So I kept on studying and serving, because that was my real aim, to serve the society. So I could, with BKs, I could serve so many souls.
Maybe you would like to share your experience with Mama. You just said you first heard her on her first, when you first went to the center.
So Mama was really, I would say, ideal or idol for me, because she was really sweet, loving and royal, very royal. Speaks swiftly, softly and essenceful. And first time Usha, who was my friend who introduced me to Gyan, she introduced me to Mama, I think once I finished my course. She said, she's a doctor, she's my friend, and she has just started. So Mama asked me questions. Do you have any questions? So I asked, Mama, Christ is also Satopradhan in first birth, and Krishna is also Satopradhan in the first birth. What's the difference? So Mama explained that Christ has copper-edged Satopradhan. Means he was not so pure right from birth. He had to work to become Satopradhan. Whereas Krishna was born pure, completely pure Satopradhan. Then after a while I asked Mama, Mama, because second time when I had a meeting, I would say I didn't have even 100% faith at that time. Because I said, Shiva Baba is God, is fine, but Brahma is the medium, how to believe. And 5,000 years cycle, how to believe. The two questions were there. Still when I met Mama, I asked Mama, I want to surrender, I don't want to now practice my medical practice. Can I just surrender? Mama said, no, wait until you see Brahma Baba and then let Brahma Baba advise you. So at my step, when I wanted to take all this next step for progress, I used to check with Mama and Baba, and they used to advise yes or not, or go ahead or not. So when I met Brahma Baba first also, I asked, Brahma Baba said, no, you have to be double doctor. You keep on practicing this as well as that. Next question I had for Brahma Baba was, my lucky father wanted me to practice in Mumbai where we were living. It is a suburb about 20 miles away from city, central business district. So I asked Brahma Baba, my father wants to practice in Kandivali and I wanted to go and practice in some villages. So Baba said, no, Kandivali is also like a village. Practice in Kandivali. So that's how, no, at my Lokiks wanted one thing, I wanted another thing, so I will check with Mama or Baba as what to do, and they will advise.
So you even asked Mama those two questions. What were her answers to your questions about Brahma Baba being the midwife?
I didn't ask that to Mama.
Okay.
But one thing was, I heard many, many yagya stories of magics. How through trance Baba helped so many things to solve. So when I heard those stories, I said, okay, all this magic must be God. So once I had this understanding that it's a God who is teaching, then I said, whatever God is teaching is right. So then I started believing 5,000 years cycle as well as Brahma being the medium.
Any parents would like to ask any particular question?
It's not really related to parenting, but I would really like to know from your perspective a cycle of the remembrance, how that should work. Even though we have heard in the classes, but from your perspective, the remembrance and how we coming into the angelic stage, or is there a stage, if you can describe a little bit from your side.
Cycle of remembrance.
He's just asking, like, how when we talk about doing deep yoga and then moving ahead towards the angelic stage. So, what should we practice, or what should we do
for the angelic stage?
Yeah, to become or go into the angelic stage.
To grow further.
To grow further.
Deeper in meditation. Main thing is, as we start meditating, we first say, okay, I am a soul. I am not a body. So Baba says, forget body, bodily relations, old world, and remember me. So that's the first step. Second step is, what we have to do is, remind ourselves, I have angelic body. So it may be we may imagine, visualize, or some lucky people may have they may go in trance and see the really themselves an angel. But otherwise what we have to do is just go beyond body and see oneself in a form of light with wings of zeal and enthusiasm, or jnana and yoga. Because angels have two wings. Angels are pure and innocent. So you have to imagine yourself as a pure child, angelic person with body of light or the costume of light. And first we start imagining, and then it will be feeling. So that's how you go deeper into the feeling and experience that deep meditation being an angel. And then final stage, as we know, we are to be a dot, thinking, I am a dot, and remember Baba as a dot. So that's Bindi stage or point stage that we have to finally come to. So it takes time and it's not constant, because we come up and down, we can't expect us to be moving forward all the time. Sometimes fluctuation is always there.
You have experienced Baba. Can you describe how was Baba's, Brahma Baba's love towards Shiv Baba? Because the love from Brahma Baba's love towards Shiv Baba, any experience you have?
Naturally, love for Shiv Baba was immense, but his awareness was, I am the medium of Shiv Baba. So Bap, Dada together, always, no, for Brahma Baba, he would speak in the, like a, he is this. Not I, but he. So he was like an observer and having Brahma Baba as being an observer, detached observer. So he used to be completely detached from myself or I or ego or etc. So everything is done by Shiv Baba. Whatever he was speaking, whatever he was doing, it was like Shiv Baba is inspiring him and he is doing it.
Sushila?
I just have one question. How many single parents are here in the group? Could I see a hand? Okay, thank you. I have a question, Didi.
Does it mean single parent means they're not living with their husband, or does it mean they're not living with me? Sorry? What does it mean, single parent?
Single parent, what I mean is single parent that you either live alone with your children, so there's no husband in the house, or there is like you're divorced from your husband, but he's not with you and the children. Is that correct? Okay, can I see how many are single parents? So you live with the children alone, or you take alone care for the children, that there's no husband like living with you. Okay, thank you. Because my question, Didi, as a single parent, taking care of the children, and the children don't want to follow Gyan, they don't want to follow the BK lifestyle, they want to eat meat, and they want to drink alcohol like their peers are doing, like in the West, it's very common. How to go about bringing them up without pushing or pushing them really hard, but like for me, I don't like to prepare meat for them because it's well karmic wise and everything, but it's been quite a struggle to how to maintain the Mariadas for myself. It's not a problem, but how to do it in the household. Could you say something about that?
Depends on the age of child, because I remember in Australia there was one mother, two children, one was, the boy was 11 and the girl was 9. So what mother did is, she taught the boy to do the cooking so that she doesn't have to cook meat, because children wanted to eat. So she didn't stop them eating because children were dependent. Now, once children are independent, means they are starting working, means meat should be totally avoided, cooking, cleaning, all these things. Parents, single mothers, they should stop. But even once they are earning money or having job, then we don't provide any money for buying meat, or naturally drinks he will not ask. The boys or girls will not ask for money for at least drinks. But she should not, mother should not buy meat, cook or clean the pots. That should be the responsibility of children. And I said they can be trained if they are even 11, 12 year old and made independent. Cooking.
In that case, I'm very fortunate. My kids don't ask for anything. They don't even eat anything outside. If somebody offers, they'll see the packet has got any egg content or onion garlic content, they will refuse. So I'm really blessed in that sense. But yes, I think particularly in West, when scenarios are pretty difficult, I think that will be the best option that we can follow. Anyone else want to ask something from Didi?
When there are two parents, two husband and wife, and both are very intelligent and very clever and how to raise the kid, but sometimes a father thinks this is the right way, and the wife thinks, you know, this is another right way. So there's small little conflicts. So how to solve them?
Those are the common conflicts that parents have, because each one thinks that they are right.
Especially when they are educated, intelligent, that subtle ego is there, that I am right, everybody will think I am right. So only thing can be, only solution can be, at time one will have to give way. Both can't say, I am right and this should be done. And we may have to leave it up to the kid also. That will be the best thing. We can leave it up to kid, so that kid decides rather than parents decide. Then it's easy.
Until the time kid doesn't know how to decide, so one of you gets to choose who goes, and then hit and trial method, who succeeds, who fails, then the next time, the one who has been right gets the offer first.
So rather than struggling hard or debating too much, wasting time, one of them will have to say, okay, let's do whatever you think.
Okay, not to offend men in the class, but most of the times, females are being proven right. Do you agree or not?
Usually males are boss. So they decide. It's a male domineering society.
Okay, based on my experience, lately Baba has actually allowed me, due to my locking job, to travel around the world and get in touch with multiple people, right? And Earlier I thought it was only Asian countries where females actually go through atrocities, which in educated community we don't find that much. But I was surprised, worldwide it's the same. Females are always supposed to be the underdog, right? They are being tortured and they go through. Yes, there could be certain courageous ones who could have come up, right? I'm one of them. Right? But yes, they do go through that. Yes, whether we like it or not, it is still a male-dominant society worldwide. Would anybody else like to ask Didi for another question? Yes.
I just heard you, Didi, in one of the classes that even before you came in Gyan, and you just mentioned that before you came in Gyan, you just wanted to be a doctor to serve the society. So that was your real intention to do the doctor, if I'm not wrong in hearing that. How did you, as a child, because if I know right, that your parents, your father was a film distributor or something related to Bollywood. How did you get that intention, like that kind of compassion for the society that you want to do the doctorate to serve the society? Like how, what really inspired you? Was that the atmosphere or was that some personality or what inspired you at that time?
Will you repeat? She's asking what actually inspired you to become a doctor, knowing that your father did not have anything to do with maybe medicine or he was
doctor,
doing...
Doctor, what inspired me to be doctor?
Be a doctor and serve the society. Was it your parental environment or the place where you stayed or something else that actually inspired you to become one?
In my case, my Laukik father inspired me. Because I was good in Laukik study, so he had this aim that I should be doctor. So I just followed.
So sometimes it's not bad to follow parents' instructions. We can conclude from here. So we can always cite Didi's examples in front of our kids and say, see, she also listened to the father. Alright. Sister Lalita, you have to say something?
And he was a social worker, so I was also inspired to do social service.
Connected to this, what Didi is saying, just a short question and then another one. Didi, you wanted to be a doctor. You had compassion for people. You wanted to help people who are sick and diseased. You came into Gyan and you thought, Baba told you, that you can do spiritual service. You can heal souls. But then, you know that feeling, once you're a doctor, you're always a doctor, right? Didn't you feel that you're not helping the people who are sick and diseased? Because that's what you studied for all your life and you did have that feeling, but you gave it up. Because you thought you couldn't do both together?
It's not easy to do both together. Because I was looking after center. And I had my medical practice. So, naturally, when you are looking after center, Brahmins want to come to Madhuban. And you have to come as a guide with them. So at least once or twice you want to come to Madhuban per year. Now what used to happen is, when I used to come for Madhuban, my patients would complain, oh doctor, you are going away. Now we have to go to another doctor and he will say, well, now your doctor has gone away, so that's why you have come here. So they were a bit grumpy. So I thought it's not easy to do both together.
Yeah, which is alright.
So
right,
but naturally,
I'm thinking of the parents, like if their children want to become a doctor and engineer and then they are also following VK life, how will they do it? And it doesn't mean that if you're a BK, you cannot have a great profession.
So this is what I'm aiming at, actually, Didi, because you were a doctor and you gave it up. Okay, living at the center is a lot of responsibility, but if you're not living at the center, can you be a BK, have a BK life, and be a great doctor, a great engineer, or great anything? It's not just ambition, it's the serving society, it's the quality that you have inside that you're using. What do you say about that, Didi?
It's fine, no? Those who are Sendavasis, if they ask me, please, some sisters, if they ask me, I said, it's up to you. If you are not going to be in center, it's fine. Carry on your profession and be expert in that. But if they are in center and I said, I myself gave up my medical practice, so I wouldn't advise you to be a medical doctor.
Yeah, come on, Didi. Well, anyway, my second question is, there are not many parents here like that, I think, because all of you, I think you raised your hand. Most of you are all parents, I mean, BKs, right? Both parents are BKs? All of you here? You too. And anybody here who, wife or husband, is not a BK? Okay. Now, one question she asked already, do you face any difficulty because your husband or wife is not in Gyan? Do you face any difficulty with your children? For example, you know, the child will go more towards maybe the father or somebody who's earning, who's giving him freedom. And, you know, you might feel very sad because this child is going away from you. It's not attachment, I think. It's just the feeling that you want to bring up the child, but you can't. Because naturally the child, Didi, will go somewhere where he's getting clear freedom, where he's getting to do everything. So do you feel any hurt or pain, or are you fine with it? This is my question or your question, I don't know, to Didi. All of you okay with that? Can you please stand up, the ones who are single? Can you please stand up? Because I think we need to address that also. Do you face any difficulty, any problem? Because this is the time to ask these questions. Yajna questions we can ask later, but this is a question that parents, especially single ones. Go ahead.
Okay, this will be the last one, huh? Smriti.
My wife, actually, she's a doctor. She's not into Gyan. But she's very supportive. Even my daughter, now there are two questions here actually. She's very supportive. She says, okay, fine, you go ahead. But maybe once in a month, or once in 2 months, she says, we have to go out for dinner. Okay, I say, fine. Sometimes I don't take anything, you know. I go for ice cream. That time she loses, you know. So what to do in such situations? And secondly, I'm very close to my daughter. She's 13 and both of them are currently in US. Yesterday she had called up. She was saying, Papa, I have a throat infection. So she is always seeking attention. So I had been very, you know, we are like friends. We hold hands together. We are real friends, you know. But she is always seeking too much of attention. Do I hold myself in such situations? How to guide her? Yeah, we are staying together. We are all staying together, yes.
It's good to give attention. There is no problem, no? Because it's good to maintain friendly relation, loving relationship. And because she must be the only daughter.
She is the only daughter, yes.
So that's why the only child gets a lot of attention.
What about the first question actually? My wife, she's very supportive, but she wants to have dinner outside sometimes.
It's all right, as I said, now once in a while, You can go to the restaurant, eat ice cream or eat.
No, she's also okay with if I, you know, do anything with without onion or garlic. She's okay with that because our dishes are, even she cooks at home without onion and garlic. But is it okay to, I mean, dine outside quite often?
Once in a while is fine.
Yeah.
Just to make them happy.